Cory Comforter's widow declines Joe Biden call, didn't want to talk to him. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 15, 2024. The widow of the man who was killed after a gunman attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump during a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday reportedly passed on speaking to President Joe Biden. Helen Comforter, the widow of Cory Comforter, a former Pennsylvania fire chief who was killed while protecting his wife and daughter after Trump had been shot, told the New York Post that she didn't talk to Biden, adding that her husband would not have wanted her to. Helen added that Trump had not yet reached out. "I didn't talk to Biden," Helen told the outlet. "I didn't want to talk to him. My husband was a devout Republican, and he would not have wanted me to talk to him." One of the couple's daughters, Allison, wrote in a post on Facebook that her father had thrown her mom and her to the ground to protect them after 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire and shot Trump. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. The former president later revealed that he had been shot by a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear. Two other people at the rally were also left critically injured. "I don't have any ill will towards Joe Biden," Helen told the outlet. "I'm not one of those people that gets involved in politics." In the aftermath of the assassination attempt on Trump, Biden, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, were among Democrats who issued statements condemning the assassination attempt and stating that there was no place for this kind of violence in the country. "I support Trump," Comforter's widow added. "That's who I'm voting for, but I don't have ill will towards Biden. He didn't do anything bad to my husband. A 20-year-old despicable kid did."